the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل I hope everyone is okay in good health and iman ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to another episode of Rise and Shine إن شاء الله عز وجل We're going to have a very important topic But before we go into the topic, as you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, every time we start off with the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. And no doubt, Alhamdulillah, when you do start your morning, you know, when you start the early morning with the recitation of the glorious Quran, it revitalizes you. It gives you that energy boost that you need to run during the day. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we can all make the intention that whenever we listen to the Quran on TV, we will try to read the Quran as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the more Quran we read, the more blessings we are. Sadly, at this moment in time, the true reality is that we only read the Quran if someone passes away in our family. And that is if we get the time. Or if we, you know, we're in that mood as well. Sadly, you know, our deen is turning into whatever we do for the deen, it just depends on our mood a lot of the times now. Yeah, if I've got the mood, I'll do this. If I've got the mood, I'll do that. And we need to understand that we need to worry about our hereafter. We need to worry about our future in this world and the future of the next world. And also, if you look at the society around you, things are moving so quickly, things are changing so quick. We need help, we need guidance, and Alhamdulillah, we have the Quran, we have the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we need to turn towards it. So let's listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran first, inshallah. So we're going to be doing Surah An-Nur, verse number 19 to verse number 26 today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون
وہ لوگ جو چاہتے ہیں کہ مسلمانوں میں برا چرچا پھیلے ان کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے دنیا اور آخرت میں اور اللہ جانتا ہے اور تم نہیں جانتے
ولولا فضل اللہ علیکم ورحمته وان اللہ رؤوف رحیم
اور اگر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت تم پر نہ ہوتی اور یہ کہ اللہ تم پر نہایت مہربان مہر والا ہے تو تم اس کا مزہ چکھتے
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشیطان ومن یتبع خطوات الشیطان فإنه یأمر بالفحشاء والمنکر
اے ایمان والو شیطان کے قدموں پر نہ چلو اور جو شیطان کے قدموں پر چلے تو وہ تو بے حیائی اور بری ہی بات بتائے گا۔
ولولا فضل اللہ علیکم ورحمته ما زکا منکم من احد ابدا ولکن اللہ یزکی من یشاء واللہ سمیع علیم۔
اور اگر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت تم پر نہ ہوتی تو تم میں کوئی بھی کبھی ستھرا نہ ہو سکتا، ہاں اللہ ستھرا کر دیتا ہے جسے چاہے، اور اللہ سنتا جانتا ہے۔
وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَن يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم۔
اور قسم نہ کھائیں وہ جو تم میں فضیلت والے اور گنجائش والے ہیں، قرابت والوں اور مسکینوں اور اللہ کی راہ میں ہجرت کرنے والوں کو دینے کی، اور چاہیے کہ معاف کریں اور در گزریں، کیا تم اسے دوست نہیں رکھتے کہ اللہ تمہاری بخشش کرے، اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے۔
ان الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم۔
بے شک وہ جو عیب لگاتے ہیں انجان پارسا ایمان والیوں کو، ان پر لعنت ہے دنیا اور آخرت میں، اور ان کے لیے بڑا عذاب ہے۔
یوم تشہد علیہم السنتہم و ایدیہم و ارجلہم بما کانوا یعملون۔
جس دن ان پر گواہی دیں گی ان کی زبانیں اور ان کے ہاتھ اور ان کے پاؤں جو کچھ کرتے تھے۔
یومئذ یوفیہم اللہ دینہم الحق ویعلمون ان اللہ هو الحق المبین۔
اس دن اللہ انہیں ان کی سچی سزا پوری دے گا، اور جان لیں گے کہ اللہ ہی صریح حق ہے۔
الخبیثات للخبیثین والخبیثون للخبیثات۔
گندیاں گندوں کے لیے اور گندے گندیوں کے لیے۔
والطیبات للطیبین والطیبون للطیبات۔
اور ستھریاں ستھروں کے لیے اور ستھرے ستھریوں کے لیے۔
اولئک مبرؤون مما یقولون لهم مغفرۃ ورزق کریم۔
وہ پاک ہیں ان باتوں سے جو یہ کہہ رہے ہیں، ان کے لیے بخشش اور عزت کی روزی ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، we were listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, and now alhamdulillah عز و جل we're back on the kalam of the day today. Inshallah عز و جل we're going to listen to, and it's a very beautiful kalam. And the reason for listening to these kalams is that, as you know, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been praised in every single language that we can be thinking of. Because why? Islam has spread throughout the whole world, alhamdulillah. And the more people learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and seerah, the more people will come into Islam, and Islam will be dominant until the day of judgment, inshallah, azza wa jal. Yeah, so let's listen to the beautiful kalam and enjoy yourselves. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina.
Madina,
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 Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina.
مستی ہے مدینہ 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 مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
الہی دکھا دے جمال مدینہ الہی دکھا دے جمال مدینہ گرم سے غفورا گرم سے غفورا سوال مدینہ
مدینہ
گنبد کے جلوے دکھا مجھ کو دشت و جبال مدینہ معطر معطر ہے سب سے منور نہیں دو جہاں میں مثال مدینہ صدا رحمتوں کی برستی صدا رحمتوں کی برستی جھڑی ہے مدینے میں یہ ہے مدینے میں یہ ہے کمال مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
بلا لیجئے اپنے قدموں میں آقا دکھا دیجئے اب تو پیارا مدینہ یہ دیوان آقا مدینے کو آئیں بلا لو انہیں اب خدا را مدینہ پھروں گرد کعبہ پیوں آب زمزم میں پھر آ کے دیکھوں تمہارا مدینہ عطا کیجئے حاضری کی سعادت عطا کیجئے حاضری کی سعادت عنایت وہ مجھ کو عنایت وہ مجھ کو وصال مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینے میں آقا ہمیں موت آئے بنے کاش مدفن ہمارا مدینہ ہو پیارے نبی خط میں لمحات فرقت میسر ہو مجھ کو وصال مدینہ پہنچ کر مدینے میں ہو جائے مولا پہنچ کر مدینے میں ہو جائے مولا میری جان فدائے میری جان فدائے جمال مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
قدم چو کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار نظر آئے گر نو نظر آئے گر نو نہال مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام, الحمد للہ, بیوٹیفل ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ وی ٹرائنگ ٹو پٹ دا نیو کلامز آن ایئر ایز ویل سو دیٹ آور ویورز کین لسن ٹو دا نیو کلامز دیٹ ہیو بین سین. لسن, دیر از اے یوٹیوب چینل دیٹ از کولڈ ناتھ پروڈکشن. And you'll find this kalam on there as well. That's official Dawat-e-Islami channel, YouTube channel, Naat Production. Inshallah, you'll get all of these new kalams on there as well. So you can download them, alhamdulillah, if you can. And listen to them whenever you are traveling, especially for those people who are traveling to Haramain Tayyibain. And, you know, try to listen to these kalams. You know, it'll put a smile on your face, which you already have. But inshallah, azwil, it'll revitalize you, alhamdulillah, azwil. May Allah Ta'ala reward us. And for those people who are traveling to the blessed cities, may Allah Ta'ala take you there safely and soundly and bring you back to your families safe and sound. Ji, today, alhamdulillah, we're going to be talking about the rights of neighbors. Yeah, so we're going to talk about neighbors. Who are our neighbors? What rights do they have? And I just want to start off with a very beautiful story about the rights of neighbors. You must have heard of a person called Khatim Tai. Now, he was before the advent of Islam, yani before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth, Khatim Tai. He was known as a very, very kind-hearted person, and he would help people, and he would go out of his ways to help the people as well. He says that Khatim Tai's wife, she mentions a story. She says that there was a very, very severe drought in the area where they lived, and the camels would go out in search for water all day, but they would not find one drop of water. And every animal, every living creature was so, you know, thirsty and hungry because of the drought. And she says that, you know, the same was in our house as well. Our children were hungry and we had to put them to sleep, and our children were crying and we put them to sleep. And she says that as soon as we laid down to rest, we heard some footsteps. And Khatim Tai said to his wife that, find out who these footsteps are. And they go that there's our next door neighbor woman. She's here with her children and she needs help. And Khatim Tai's wife, she said, you know, our children have gone to sleep hungry. How would it be possible for us to help them? You know, we do worry for them as well. But how is it possible for us to help them as well? And Khatim Tai says that, no, don't worry. Bring them inside. Allah Azza wa Jal will help us and them as well. And they only had one small baby lamb at home. And he says that Khatim Tai, he ordered that lamb to be sacrificed. So he sacrificed the lamb and gave, you know, made up the meat and told that woman to go and cook that meat. And him and his children were all sat there and they were eating that meat until they were full to the stomach. And his wife, she says that, by Allah, I saw that Khatim Tai did not even eat one piece of meat. He was there looking at us and the next door neighbor's children as well. And he did not eat anything from himself. And there was nothing left apart from bones and the feet. Now, this story, there's so many lessons for us as well. Sometimes you have to go out of your way to help your neighbors. Now, a lot of people sometimes, you know, we hear about neighbors from hell. You know, we don't like our neighbors. We don't even know who our neighbors are. The scholars, they mention that 40 doors in the front, 40 behind, 40 right, 40 left, they are all classed as neighbors. And especially those people who are directly opposite us or directly next door to us. Today we think of them as our neighbors. But even let's talk about them. Do we know who our neighbors are? Do we know what their names are? Do we know what these people go through? If there's any problems, do we share our problems with our neighbors? Today we live in a world where maybe I don't even know who my neighbor is. I don't even know in that whole area. And I'll be honest with you, I'll put my hand on my heart. I know my neighbors, you know, 2-3 doors away, all my neighbors, but I would not know the people around in that area because we hardly ever are home. You know, it's like we're busy working or we're just in our own homes. Those people who don't socialize as much. You know, we need to socialize. We need to go to our neighbors. We need to ask them if they need any help, if there's any problems. Share your problems with them and ask them to share their problems with you. And as a community, live together because we need each other's help. You know, there's no one that I could say can say that I don't need my neighbors. No, we all need our neighbors. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned many, many blessings about the neighbors and also about the rights of the neighbors as well. We need to do, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, take care of your neighbors, whoever they are, Muslims or non-Muslims. They have rights over us. We need to be really kind to them. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes, حق پڑوس صرف یہ نہیں کہ پڑوسی کو تکلیف پہنچانے سے اجتناب کیا جائے. Yeah, the rights of the neighbor is not only that you do not cause him problems, but پڑوسی کی طرف سے پہنچنے والی تکلیف کو بھی برداشت کرنا بھی پڑوس میں شامل ہے. So if there's any problems because of our neighbors, then to tolerate them is also one of the beautiful rights of a neighbor. کیونکہ ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے کہ ایک شخص اپنے پڑوسی کو تکلیف نہیں پہنچاتا اور وہ اس کے بدلے اسے تکلیف نہیں دیتا. اللہ عز و جل, he mentions in the Quran, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and worship Allah and associate no one with Him, and be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the near neighbor and the distant neighbor and the close companion and the traveler and your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Yeah, in Tafsir Ahmadiyya, it says, جس کا گھر اپنے گھر سے ملا ہوا ہو اور دور کے ہمسائے سے مراد وہ ہے جو محلے دار ہو. So by neighbors it is that the near neighbors is those people that your houses are joined together. For example, you live in a semi-detached house, so your house is joined with them. And by far neighbors, it means, here it says that, and the distant neighbors. And the distant neighbors are those that live in the same area as you. These are your distant neighbors. So we need to protect them. We need to look after them. We need to care for them. And we need to understand what their feelings are as well. Now, Islam is a beautiful religion, subhanAllah, that it teaches us how we need to be respectful to our parents. Now, in this verse, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Have care for your parents. Do ihsan on your parents. And the way that we can do ihsan on our parents is that we look after them. If they are your neighbors, if your parents are your neighbors, they've got even more rights now. Yeah, so for example, you're living in a next door neighbor to your house. Yeah, now your neighbor is your parents. Yeah, so now they are your parents, they're Muslims, and they are your neighbors as well. Now you can imagine how much of respect we need to give them now. And he says that, subhanAllah, Azza wa Jal, you know, even in the Quran, even in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the neighbors are a very, very close-knit community. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, tumhe maloom hai ke padosi ka kya haq hai? So he asked the Sahaba Ikram, do you know what the rights that the neighbor has? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he says, when they ask you for help, help them. And when they ask you for financial help, give them. And when they are in need, try to remove their needness. When they are ill, try to go and do their iyadah, take care of them. And if they have any good news, make sure to go and congratulate them. And when they are in problem or someone passes away, make sure you go and do ta'ziyat and you offer the janazah. Aur baghair ijazat apni amarat buland na karo. Do not build a house more higher than their house. اور اپنی ہانڈی سے اس کو ایزا نہ دو مگر اس میں سے کچھ اسے بھی دو یعنی whenever you cook something at home, don't be cooking meat at home and you know that your neighbors are really poor. They won't be able to afford that meat. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is saying that do not cause them issues, problems, you know, with food. Now that means that if they are in need of food, for example, your neighbors, you know, they're really struggling and you are eating meat, chicken, biryani and all that kind of stuff and your neighbors are not eating anything like that, you need to go and share your food with them. Remember, the more you share, the more barakat Allah Ta'ala will put in there. And subhanallah, many, many other hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used to also do wasiyat as well. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three types of neighbors. بعض کے تین حق ہیں, بعض کے دو, اور بعض کا ایک حق ہے. جو پڑوسی مسلم ہو, رشتہ دار ہو, اس کے تین حق ہیں. If your neighbor is a Muslim and he's your relative, he has three rights. One of them is as being a neighbor, one of them as being in Islam, and the other as a relative. مسلم پڑوسی کے دو حق ہیں, حق جوار اور حق اسلام, یعنی being a Muslim and also being a neighbor. اور غیر مسلم پڑوسی کا ایک حق ہے, حق جوار, یعنی he is your neighbor. Now, obviously, if we want our society to function better, what do? We try to build a good environment, don't we? We try to build a good environment. We try to build an environment where each other is helping someone, because that is a sign of a healthy environment. You know, you need to socialize with your neighbor. Now, socializing with your neighbor doesn't mean that we go throw our parties. Yeah, chalo ji aaj party kar rahe hain, everyone in a car, and the whole family goes. No, you need to make sure you have, you know, the shari boundaries there as well. Yeah, where shari parda needs to be, you need to have that shari parda. But also, you know, socialize with them means that if there's any things that they need, make sure you help them. If there's any problems that you have, make sure you help them as well. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, by mentioning the rights of the neighbors, he mentions, ان کے ساتھ طویل گفتگو نہ کریں. Don't talk to them for a long, long time. Yeah, you know, like some people, they like to talk, don't they? And you know, they bore the people death to death. And so make sure that when you are talking to your neighbors, you don't talk to them for a long period. Any long period, any, don't bore them to death by talking. Just whatever you need to say, everything is fine. Just let up a few words and that's it. ان کے حالات کے بارے میں زیادہ سوال نہ کریں. Don't ask them, oh, so what's happened to your son then? Oh, I heard your daughter's done this. I've heard your wife's done this. I've heard your husband's done that. I've heard this has happened to you. Don't be asking them all these kind of questions, especially, you know, for example, if their daughter or son or anyone in the family is ill, and you go and ask him, ah, ji, kya bimari kya ho ya, kisra ho ya, kiyo ho ya, kutha ho ya, kidala ho ya. That person's going to say, khuda ne bandya, kutha phasi gaya main. Yeah, where have I stuck myself in? Yeah, so don't ask them these kind of questions. جب وہ بیمار ہوں تو ان کی عیادت کرے. When they are ill, go and see them. Yeah, when they are ill, go and see them. See how you can help them. You know, make dua for them. If they need تعویزات یا تاریہ, go and get them some تعویزات. If they need medicine, go and get some medicine. If they need to be taken to the hospital, try to help them if you can. Take them in your own car to the hospital, to the doctors. And then, مصیبت کے وقت ان کی غم خاری کرے. When they are in need, make sure you help them. مصیبت کے وقت. Like for example, someone's passed away in their family. Make sure you consolidate them. Make sure you help them. Alhamdulillah, I had an opportunity where one of my neighbors, he was in a very, very difficult time. And alhamdulillah, I came back from work and it was really nearly about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And his son went missing. He didn't come back home. You could imagine when your 16-year-old son goes missing, what goes inside your heart. You know, so his family was totally distressed. So alhamdulillah, I sent my family to their house And, you know, me and their father and a few other neighbors were there on the streets trying to look for him. Alhamdulillah, as well, we got the good news, we found him. You know, he was in a different area, and sadly something happened, and, you know, he was a bit too scared to, he did something, and he was scared to come back home. But alhamdulillah, it wasn't much serious, but that was just his thought. But alhamdulillah, he did come back home. And we felt so proud that, look, alhamdulillah, you know, it was about nearly 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock at night, and we got the good news that, mashallah, he's been found, and we all came back home. That's what neighbors are about. You know, how can you sleep at home and your neighbors sat up and thinking and worried about things? So we need to help our neighbors. Mushkil waqt mein inka saath dein. When they need you, help them. Try to help them in any way you can. Khushi mein inko mubarak baad de. If there's any, you know, good news, if they've had a baby boy, they've had a baby girl, or their sons or daughters got married, or there's a birthday in their family, or there's anything, try to give mubarak baad to them. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, people give flowers, people give gifts as well, exchange gifts with them as well. Not so many, they don't need that much gifts, but do give them a gift. Unki khushi mein shirkat kare. You know, if they invite you to, for something, make sure you go and attend that as well, if you can. If it's not out of the ghair, if it's the ghair shari stuff, music and all that, obviously you don't need to go there. But if they do invite you to their happiness, make sure you share with them. Inki lagzishun ko muaf kare. Forgive their mistakes, forgive their mishappenings, and forgive them. Apne ghar ki chhat par inke ghar mein mat jaake. Don't climb on top of your house and look into their gardens. Yes, for example, go into your bedroom. Okay, we don't have that in our in here, but don't go into your bedroom and just, you know, start to spy in their garden. Padosi sahab aur ek arire. Yeah, we don't need to do that. Inki diwar par shahteer rakh kar, inke pranale mein pani gira kar. Yeah, these are just things that people do, though. You know, they'll put something in their gutters, and they'll block their gutters. If they have a wall, they'll put something on the wall, you know, like a garden fence. Yeah, they'll break that fence so that they have to pay for it. All these kind of things. We've got the daily reminder. Let's listen to the daily reminder, and then we'll go through a few more things about the rights of neighbors, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, as Muslims, generally, always, we should always be positive. We should be positive minded. We should always think the best of others. Give people the benefit of the doubt. And even when it comes to our dhan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always think the best. A believer's heart is tied to hope, is strengthened, is comforted with hope, not with despair. When you think well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning expecting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness, the blessings bestowed upon you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us in accordance to that expectation. A narration states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi, that I am as my servant expects. If you expect good, you will find good. If you expect forgiveness, you will discover forgiveness. If you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open doors for you, good thoughts, positivity, this brings about comfort within a person's heart. This brings about peace and comfort even when faced with trials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Tie yourself to that hope, along with having true reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means do not sin, refrain from sins, refrain from haram, but always be hopeful, always be positive.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, if you just joined us, then Alhamdulillah, you are watching our Rise and Shine program. We have a very beautiful topic today. We're talking about the rights of neighbors. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a house on rent. And just next door to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi's house, was a non-Muslim. And because out of hatred and enmity for Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he used to throw rubbish and all the gutters, you know, the water, he diverted the gutter into the house garden of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he used to throw all kinds of rubbish in his garden. One day, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, he stayed quiet. He never used to retaliate. He used to wake up, see all the rubbish, clean it up and throw it away. And the neighbor, when he found out that, what's this guy doing? I'm causing him so much problem. He's not retaliating. He's not doing anything. He was looking for a retaliation so that he can, you know, escalate things. So Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he totally ignored him. Now, one day, his neighbor came up to him and he says that, oh Malik, I'm causing you so many problems and issues, and I'm throwing my rubbish into your home, ma'azallah, you know, I'm throwing all this garbage into your house. Don't you feel, you know, don't you feel anything? You know, don't you feel threatened? And don't you have any problems? And Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that, would you do whatever you want? I read this verse of the Quran, وَالْكَاثِمِينَ الْغَيْزَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 134. اور غصہ پینے والے, and those who absorb their anger, اور لوگوں سے در گزر کرنے والے, and those who forgive the people, اور نیک لوگ اللہ کے محبوب ہیں, and those people who are the pious are the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. The answer of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when his neighbor, he heard this answer, and who restrain anger and forgive people, and the righteous people are the beloved of Allah. Yeah, so subhanallah. And when the person, he heard this reply from Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he immediately accepted Islam. Subhanallah. So sometimes we say, you got to have a big conference, you got to have a big ijtima, invite the non-Muslim, you got to have a dialogue with them, you need to tell them what Islam is about. The best thing is to tell them what Islam is about with your own character. Have a character that people will come and they will watch you, they will look at you, and they will see Islam with their own eyes. Subhanallah. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his next door neighbor was a Jew. And one night, that little baby child started to cry. And Bayazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he asked his wife, why is our neighbor's child crying? And she replied that their lamp may have gone off because they said that they don't have much oil left. And that's why, because of the darkness, the child cries. Bayazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, immediately sent oil for their lamp and said that, tell our neighbor, his wife, that use this oil for the lamp and make sure your child will stop crying. So now what happened was, when Bayazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he did this beautiful deed, the next door neighbor, the non-Muslim, he said, jis ghar mein Bayazid ka charaag aa gaya ho, in the house where Bayazid's light has come, wahan andhera kyun rahe? Why would there be darkness here? And they all accepted Islam. Subhanallah. Again, another beautiful story about inviting people towards Islam, showing them the beauty of Islam. And the beauty of Islam by showing them is by acting upon Islam as well. Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was also the neighbor of a non-Muslim. And Sahal Tustari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, in their next door neighbor had a hole in their gutter system, you know, the toilet, the gutter. And he says that all that was falling into the house of Sahal Tustari, rahmatullah alayhi. Jab aap bimar hue to aapne usko bula kar use waqia bataya aur mazid khana andaaz mein kaha, mujhe dar hai ke meri wafat ke baad mere wurasa is baat ko bardasht na kar sakenge. Yeah, he called his neighbor when he was seriously ill. He goes that, I'm worried that when I leave this world, my family may not be able to tolerate what you are doing. You know, all this filth that is coming from your house into my house, I've tolerated it for so many years, but I'm worried that my family may not be tolerating this. Isse aapki itni badi iza par sabr karne par bada taajub hua. He was so, you know, as they say, he was gobsmacked. You know, such a big problem, and he's always, you know, tolerated this. Usne arz ki, aap itne taveel arse se mera saath aisa muamla karte rahe. You know, for so long, you have been dealing with this situation in the way that you have been dealing. Ab tak kufr par qaim hoon, aur apna haath badhaiye, main musliman ho jaun. He goes, for so long, you've been tolerating all these problems that I'm giving you. He goes, please, bring your hand forward, and I would like to do, you know, read the shahada on your hands. So, Al-Tustari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he handed out the hand, and he accepted Islam. And Sahar Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala li, afterwards he passed away. Now, just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, how would that person feel? You know, even our own family members, do we teach about them, about the respect and the rights of neighbors? You know, Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala li, that was an ajizana, it was a humble words of his that my family may not tolerate that, because he was scared that maybe they will not tolerate. You know, the family of this great Wali Allah, the Alhamdulillah, they were all awliya Allah. But that was just one of the fears that he had, that look, I'm tolerating, maybe my family will not tolerate, and I'm sorry in advance. I just imagine, subhanAllah, that's what you call the highest of examples, mashallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Bakr, rahmatullah alayhi, apne padoos ke gharon se daayin baayin aur aage peeche ke 40-40 gharon ke kharch kiya karte the. 40 houses forward, behind, right and left. He used to help them in their groceries and everything. Eid ke mauke par unhe qurbani ka gosht aur kapde bechte aur Eid par 100 ghulam azad kiya karte the. He would go and help his neighbors, and he would give them money on the day of Eid. Who's gonna do that nowadays? We don't even buy clothes for our own relatives that are poor, never mind our neighbors. This is what the beauty of Islam is. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. We've got a daily hadith. Let's listen to the daily hadith and we'll come back. And inshallah, we'll talk a bit more about the rights of neighbors. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
The entire Quran is very powerful and has a great effect on the reader. But even within the Quran, there are certain surahs that have special merit and virtue. And one such surah is Surah Yasin. And it's referred to as the heart of the Quran. Many people memorize Surah Yasin Sharif. They recite it throughout their lives. We should also commit to memorizing this blessed surah. It's the heart of the Quran. And Sayyiduna Ikrimah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states that whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning to begin the day, meaning that person begins the day with Surah Yasin, he will remain happy until the evening. This is just one narration. There are so many other narrations regarding Surah Yasin. If someone recites it once, it's as if he's recited the Quran 10 times, meaning the reward is like that. And also, a narration tells us that when you recite Surah Yasin before your tasks, before any important task, inshallah, that will be fulfilled in accordance to your desire as well. So recite the Quran, and specifically recite Surah Yasin whenever you get a chance to attain much barakat and blessings.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was the beautiful daily hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you just joined us, then we are talking about the rights of neighbors. We went through and we learnt about the awliya Allah, our pious predecessors, how they used to be dealing with with bad neighbors or neighbors from hell, and how, alhamdulillah, as well, by dealing with them in a good manner, in a good way, how these people would accept Islam. A few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the neighbors. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is quoted in Kanzul Ummal, he says that bahut se padosi qiyamah ke din apne padosiyon ka daman pakad lenge. Many neighbors will grab hold of their neighbors on the day of judgment, and they will say that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, he found us in need, but he never helped us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, he found us in need and he closed his doors on us. Yeah, meaning that we were in need of help, but our neighbor never used to help us. His doors were always closed for us. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about a woman, and the Sahaba alayhim ridwan said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this woman, she causes problems to her neighbors. She fasts in the month of Ramadan. She worships Allah Azza wa Jalla. She's good in her salah, but she's always giving problems to her neighbors with her tongue. Yani she's always talking bad about them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she will enter the fire of hell. Is per the Sahaba ikram, again they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a woman that is very kind to her neighbors. She doesn't have much ibadat. Yani she doesn't do any optional ibadat, but she's very kind to the neighbors. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that she will enter the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. In another hadith is mentioned, jisne apne padosi ko eeza di, beshak usne mujhe eeza di. The one who causes pain, problems to his neighbors, then no doubt he has caused me pain. Or jisne mujhe eeza di, the one who caused me pain has caused Allah Azza wa Jal problems, pain. Or jisne apne padosi se jagda kiya, the one who argues with his neighbor, usne mujhse jagda kiya, is arguing with me. Or jisne mujhse ladai ki, and the one who fights me has a fight with Allah Azza wa Jal. What beautiful Madani pearls that if you know, your neighbors are so, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, close to you, that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you choose a fight with them, you've chosen a fight with me. And whoever chooses a fight with me has chosen a fight with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's just to show you how important the rights of neighbors are. So let's look at ourselves. Let's look at who our neighbors are. Maybe there's a non-Muslim, maybe they're a Muslim, but how do we deal with them? In the month of Ramadan, do we cook an extra food and give to our neighbors? You know, and now especially when the price hikes of the energy prices have gone so high, double, triple in some cases. If you think that you can help your neighbor financially, even giving him an interest-free loan. Yeah, remember, loans, you know, you can give them as well. If you can't help them, you need that money yourself, just give them money or loan. And just say to your neighbor, look, there's £1,000 there. Help yourself, and inshallah, whenever you get the money, or if you need this money, I'll give it to you for 6 months and then you give it back to me. That could be another way of helping your neighbors. It doesn't always have to be money, remember? It doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't always have to be wealth that you give out to them. It could be just smiling at your neighbor, looking at your neighbor with love, helping them. You know, if they need any help, make sure you go and help them. If they had a death in the family, make sure you go and help them. Make sure you give them food, especially that the scholars, they say, for the first 3 days, try to help your neighbors. And especially if your neighbors are your relatives. Nowadays, sadly, we've come to a stage where, forget our neighbors, we're falling out with our relatives. You know, we're falling out with our blood relatives, our brothers and sisters, and even, astaghfirullah, parents, we're falling out with them. Why? Because we're too much into the dunya, because we have, you know, we have got everything. Nowadays, people, they say, janab, apne karu khane ya, na kusane karu thoda khane ya. Yeah. So what happens is, you know, we say these kind of things, I eat from my own home, I don't care about my neighbor, I don't ask him for money, I've never asked him for anything. And that is a wrong attitude, that is a wrong mindset. We should be helping and loving our neighbors. And the more we help them, the more we love them, inshallah, the more barakat we will have. We've got a little documentary about a very beautiful personality in Dawat Islami. Our marhoom Rukne Shura Haji Zamzam Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, very beautiful personality. And someone, if you look at his life story, he was such a kind person. He was such a person that, mashallah, always recited Durood-e-Paak. He would, you know, help his neighbors. We're going to watch a little documentary about him, and we're going to watch a little documentary and try to, you know, indulge into his life, see how we can learn from this beautiful, simple person. And he's known as Tajdar-e-Madani Inamat. He was very close to Amir al-Sunnat and very, very beautiful personality. Alhamdulillah, always would look down, would never, you know, cause any pain to any, and everyone loved him. And, you know, he was a very poor person, but when he came into Dawat Islami and did a bayat with Amir al-Sunnat, he himself, he says that, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala changed my destiny. And things started to improve financially in my home. Because Alhamdulillah, with the barakah he used to have, you know, he never used to get paid by Dawat Islami. But Allah Ta'ala changes, his life in a very beautiful way. Let's watch a small documentary about him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessed saying of Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi is, when the pious are mentioned, mercy descends. Let us remember a pious bondman, Haji Zamzam Raza At-Tadi, who lived his life serving Islam and following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a pious, God-fearing Muslim and a sincere preacher of Dawat-e-Islami. Born on September 10th, 1965, corresponding to the 14th of Jumad al-Awwal, 1385 AH, in Hyderabad, Sindh. He grew up surrounded by faith and devotion. At around the age of 20, he became associated with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. On that blessed day, he took the oath of allegiance at the hands of the Shaykh of Tariqah, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, made progress in his journey, and on the 15th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 1425 AH, corresponding to the 30th of October 2004, became a member of the Central Shura Council of Dawat-e-Islami. Later, he suffered from a stomach illness, and after a prolonged period of sickness, he departed from this temporary world at approximately 48 years of age in Karachi. Haji Zamzam Raza At-Tadi rahmatullahi alayhi was a pious Sunnah practicing believer known for his exceptional dedication and unmatched services to the Madani In'amat, now known as pious deeds. He was a shining example of patience, noble character, humility, and generosity. Traits such as visiting the sick and helping the poor were intrinsic to his personality. He was remarkably gentle and humble to the extent that he would apologize to his children and even to his wife. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was incredibly obedient to his mother and a true devotee of his spiritual guide, Shaykh Ilyas Attar Qadri. His love for Islamic knowledge was profound and genuine. He was eager to attend Madani Muzakaras and consistently strived to act upon Sunnahs. His joy overflowed whenever a new book or booklet was released by Maktabatul Madina. Not only did he read them with great interest, but he also encouraged others to benefit from them. May Allah Almighty shower countless blessings on his grave and enable us to perform Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami, spreading the message of the Quran and Sunnah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, he was a very, very down-to-earth and a very, very humble person. And alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity to meet with him as well. He's just an amazing personality. SubhanAllah, always had a smile on his face, always treated everyone. And always, you know, he had that bond. He was from Hyderabad, but he had that bond with the people. And mashallah as well, the way he talked and the way he dealt with the issues was an amazing thing. And he was the Nigran, the lead role he had in Madani In'amat. You know, the Madani In'amat, one of the beautiful and the most favorite majlis of Amir al-Asniya. It's two favorite, this Madani Qafila, Madani Inamat. Madani Inamat is known as Nek A'mal. And mashallah, Azawajal, he was such a beautiful personality. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala bless him, reward him. And for his sake, really, Allah Ta'ala bless us as well, because these kind of people, they don't, you know, you don't, very rare you see these people. And subhanallah, there's a full documentary about him, a day, you know, one day with Haji Zamzam. I've watched that documentary, and he's just an amazing personality. How he used to juggle his Madani work with his family, you know, with his other, you know, private work as well. And alhamdulillah, how he used to manage all of that was just an amazing. And if you look at all the shura of Dawat Islami, how they manage and how they juggle their family time, other family, their work, and also their other commitments as well. It's just an amazing. You know, when you look at these kind of people, you think, you know, they're doing so much work for the deen, but so much time they used to spend on their own on their own ibadat as well. You know, it's not that we run like headless chickens all day and then we forget ourselves when it's time to read the nawafil. We don't have time for that. To act upon the sunnahs. Yeah, we're teaching others, but when it comes down to teaching and acting upon themselves, we're nowhere to be seen. They were not people like that. So these are great people. Haji Mushtaq, mashallah, Haji Zamzam, Mufti Farooq Attari, rahmatullah alayhi. You know, these, you know, the three personalities that we've lost in Dawat Islami, and you can say they were the gems of Dawat Islami. If they were alive now, it would have been a different, totally different story. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal. But as they say, Allah Ta'ala plans for the better. And maybe this is a better planning for Allah Azzawajal. May Allah Ta'ala shower their blessings and their mercy upon them. And all of them, all three of them are buried in Karachi, in Sahra-e Madina. Now there is also Fazan-e Madina as well, just on the outskirts of Karachi. And Amir al-Sunnah goes there barefooted. He goes, they are the great awliya Allah. You can imagine, you know, these were young people. Now today, you know, we're 40, we're 50. What about us? How much do we spend time in for our own deen? How much time do we learn, you know, about our deen, our sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We hardly ever get time to do any of that. So please, my Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, read the life of these great people, and inshallah, maybe we could live a life like them as well. We've got a cartoon as well. I want to include that because I know some of the kids are breaking up for school. Maybe there's someone at home, a little kid at home watching. He's a bit ill today, not being to school. Let's cheer him up as well, inshallah. So let's watch this beautiful cartoon. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow, Brother Bablu, mashallah. After eating popcorns, you have become strong.
Yes, you're right. Look at this.
But Brother Bablu has no power or strength at all.
So should we have a competition then?
Yes, go on then.
Brother Noman, hold my popcorn for a second.
Dear Brother Bablu, now show me your hand. Go on, try to free your hand now.
What's happening here? Oh. Brother Noman? Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu and Brother Fizan were competing each other to see who's more powerful. And Brother Fizan let go of Brother Bablu's hand. And he fell down.
Brother Fizan, that's not very nice, is it? You harmed a Muslim brother of yours. The summary of a beautiful hadith is that a Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand another Muslim stays safe.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, from now on, inshallah, I will not harm anyone.
And Brother Bablu, even if we do have power, then it is not necessary for us to let everyone know that we are powerful.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, it was my mistake as well. I will avoid doing so in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, what a beautiful lesson from this beautiful cartoon, that if you are merciful towards others, Allah Azza wa Jal will be merciful towards you. And maybe the way you are merciful towards them, du'as that are accepted, especially now, come back to our topic. If you are merciful towards your neighbor, then inshallah, Azawajal, if your neighbors, you know, they mashallah, they're pious, good Muslims, and they make dua for you, and that could remove your many of your problems and issues as well. I've had a word with so many people, and they said that, look, we've helped that person, and mashallah, he's made dua for us, and things are getting better for ourselves as well. And it just brings a smile to the face that, subhanAllah, the way, you know, Muslims will be living amongst each other, inshallah, as well, the way we can help each other. That will be such a beautiful thing, mashallah, azawajal. And as Muslims, we should need to remember, my dear Islam brothers, that the way we love ourselves, the way that we love our fellow Muslims, alhamdulillah, azawajal, the way we will, Allah Ta'ala will treat with us as well. Now, coming back to the end of the program, what have we learned all together? Number one is try to be helpful to your neighbors. First of all, at least get to recognize who your neighbors are. Even if they're non-Muslims, in a good manner, within Shariat, get to know your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors, because the way, when you start to know your neighbors, then you're going to find out if there's any problems, if there's any issues, if they need your help, or if you can help them in any manner, in any way or form. And you know, and then the other thing is little small disputes, arguments, try to keep away from them. If they've done something wrong, they've done it deliberately. As a good Muslim, we need to, as they say, you know, remove them, forgive and forget them. So that inshallah, Azawajal, we can try to make ourselves in a better position so that we can, inshallah, if they make dua for us, inshallah, it will be better for us as well. So try to avoid arguments. You know, so like sometimes most of the arguments is when they're doing an extension work on their home, maybe, why is your garden 1 foot, more than my garden? You know, why are you throwing your rubbish into my garden? All these kind of things we need to understand. When we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless us as well. So your neighbors, get to know them and try to help them if possible. If they need any help, that could be financial help, that could be any way or form, try to help them, try to know them. And inshallah, and especially if they are non-Muslims, show them what Muslims are like. You know, to show them the true image of Islam, by helping them, just like our great in awliya Allah, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi, all these great stories that we've learned today, try to help your neighbors, and inshallah as well, the more we help them, the more we look after them, the more we care for them, inshallah it'll be better for us. Try to have a good relationship with your neighbors, with your non-Muslim neighbors as well, because we live in a multicultural society where people are looking towards us and we are the ambassadors of Islam. People are not going to look at Islam, they will look at you first. So if we are good ambassadors of Islam, inshallah, they will definitely come towards Islam. Jazakallah khairah. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.